Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Been spending most our lives living in a natch-beaut paradise. I cream my neck every night living in a natch-beaut paradise.
Welcome everybody to natch-beaut. Welcome to natch-beaut. This is a very fun episode of natch-beaut. I say it every time, but I mean it this time. Welcome to natch-beaut, everybody. If this is your first episode, hi, how are you? It's so nice to see you. I am Jackie J, the host of natch-beaut and the Beauty Tuck Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, although I'm looking at my guest on Zoom right now and her fringe is really fresh, so she might have me beat there. Your favorite over 30 niche influencer and your kooky southern aunt, hunties. We have a show for you today. This episode of natch-beaut is going to be all about hair. It is all about hair, and my guest is a hair empowerer, honey. Yes. Ooh. She's a hair empowerer. She is also a CEO, a brand ambassador, an inventor, a salon owner, a hair mentor, an educator, a hairstylist, a hit YouTuber, and author.
Wow.
I think it's fair to say she has mastered hair. She has innovated products and techniques and really figured out hair. And instead of keeping all that info to herself, which she could have done very easily, she has made it her life's work to share it. She is known for her attention to the health of her clients' hair, getting damaged hair to its strongest state. She is the owner of Deeper Than Hair, which is a hair salon based in West Philadelphia. She's also an educator with Deeper Than Hair University. Her YouTube channel, Deeper Than Hair TV, has, as of this recording, 102,499,763 views. We have so much to discuss. Please welcome my guest today, Anneke Taylor.
Yes, thank you. Hi.
You're a very impressive woman. Yes, seriously. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
My first question for you is, normally I ask my guests, what type of skin do you have? Which I do want to know, but I also want to ask you, what type of hair do you have?
I have good hair, because we all have good hair. And, you know, technically, the world would label my hair as 4B right now. Mm-hmm. I really think I might be a 4C, but I've spent so many years just manipulating my curl pattern. So I'm really trying to get it back to its strongest state. It's really in a good place, but I think that it could be even tighter. But my hair is a 4B curl and it's good hair, just like everyone else's.
You know, I actually looked up, because of your YouTube videos, what 4C hair meant. Mm-hmm. And I read the whole scale of hair, and I want to just say that I am I believe I'm a 1A.
Yeah, right.
And I agree with you. All hair is good hair. All hair deserves to be celebrated. And that is great. And I just, so I just wanted to all the honeys to know out there, the honeys are what we call the natch-beaut listeners,
yes,
that they know that all hair is beautiful hair. And if you want to know what we're talking about, Google that and find out where you are on the spectrum.
Right. I think it's just a system somebody came up with for people to better be able to explain what type of hair they have. Like, even if, like, some hairstylists do phone consultations and stuff. So it's like, it's just better if you can just pinpoint and explain, like, well, my hair is this texture. And then the person that you're talking to can take that on and give you the right advice, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Great. Everybody look up your number and letter and celebrate yourself.
That's right.
Key, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
Love that. That's my dog's favorite color. I gave that to her.
How do you know
she hasn't been able to tell me. I know. I project a lot of things onto her. So,
oh my God,
we do our best.
Yes. Okay.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
I would have to say my drive, and I guess you have to say one thing. My drive is my favorite thing. I just always have a vision, and I can see things before they happen for myself. I just mentally believe in myself so much, and I believe in everyone else a lot, which I feel like can kind of be a downfall, because I find myself just trying to push everybody to be better and do certain things that they might not be necessarily ready for. But it's like when I see potential in somebody, I just run with it. So the same potential I see, you know how a lot of times people say, just do treat yourself the same way you treat others and all of that. Like I have that going on. I believe in myself just as much as I believe in everyone else.
That's beautiful.
Like if I find a talent in you, I'm going to harass you until you push it to the limit, you know? So that's
beautiful.
My drive and my vision is my favorite thing.
That's beautiful. Key, do you remember the first time that you knew, I want to do hair? Was hair always a passion of yours growing up?
Yes. All of my baby dolls look better than everybody else's baby dolls on the block. My baby dolls was lit, girl. They were sitting in a row with braids and beads and barrettes.
Mine were all bald, in contrast, because I would screw them up and have to start over.
And so was all of my friends' baby dolls. Their dolls didn't look like mine. So, you know, one day I found this bag of hair. My best friend brought a bag of hair to my house. And I'm like, mind you, she's not even really into hair like that. Like, she's into it, you know, in a normal way, but not like how I am. And I don't know where she found this hair from, but she brought it to my house. And by the end of the day, me and her both had ponytails. And I couldn't live without these ponytails. We both just had hair hanging and swinging. And I'm like, I did pretty good. And I had a neighbor.
And that was just instinct, right? You didn't have any technique. Right, you just figured it out.
Exactly. And I had a neighbor who did hair, and she used to do my hair sometimes. And I just looked up to her. I thought it was just so, like, full of art what she could do, you know? So I was so into it just by watching her. And next thing you know, I was like, I want to do this for real. Because I was into all beauty. I would play in makeup. I would do everybody's nails and feet on the block. We would just be putting designs on our hands and feet. But hair always was the one I circled back to, you know? Always.
That's beautiful. Prior to becoming known for just your techniques and your expertise in sort of maintaining the health of hair and helping women whose hair maybe isn't at their best get it to their best, prior to that, have you ever had like a bad hair experience? Like,
what?
Did you ever fry the shit out of your hair? Did you ever experiment and have it go wrong on yourself or someone else?
Yes, I have burned my hair out. I used to use glue all the time, like hair glue. When I used to first start using weave, I used so much glue and was wearing my hair out. I used to dye my hair with peroxide, girl. And like, I mean, talking about my hair looked like hay at one point. And I'm like, what am I doing to myself? Let me just learn, you know, but it's all trial and error. It's like how I learned. And thank God I practiced on me and nobody else, you know?
Yes.
Like, my friend across the street from my house, we both were doing hair together. So I would be like, every single day we would call each other like, can you come curl my hair? Can you come do my hair? And we would just be practicing. Remember back in the day with the little stack curls? And our hair was long in the back and we had stacks on the side and at the top. So we used to do each other's hair. And it's like, all that heat was terrible. But at the time, you don't see it because you just want your hair done. So me and Marquita, we practiced on each other almost every single day. Okay. We used to add hair in the back, add hair in the front. And I mean, it wasn't healthy, but we looked good, but it wasn't necessarily the best thing for our hair. So I would say that whole couple years was all bad hair days.
Yeah. You know?
For sure.
I relate to that. My mom used to give me perms.
What? Oh, curly perms.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
I was trying to get that 4C life, you know, I was trying to just curl it up.
How did you like it?
I mean, it looked good, but my mom is not a beautician. I mean, I don't even know where she got the stuff, but she would do perms on me in the kitchen. And that, it is, talk about the stank. Like,
no, my goodness.
I breathed all that in.
Yes, me, listen, my great-grandma and my mom, they used to give me relaxers too. Like, you know, and you know, relaxers is opposite of perm. Like, perm gives you texture and relaxers take your texture away. So it's just like, you know, you feel good when it's happening because you're, when I grew up, I was raised by my great grandmother and her mother was a slave. So you can already imagine the mindset. You get what I'm saying? The mindset was off. So I was just raised on, oh, your hair is so bad. Your hair is so nappy. Like, I used to cry every morning while my mom tried to do my hair for school. And that's really how I learned how to do hair. It hurt so bad. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do my own hair. I can't take it no more. So, you know, I was raised to think that my hair was bad when it really wasn't, you know. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I'm grateful for those experiences because I've learned a lot. But I feel like there's still a long way to go to make other people realize that their hair is beautiful as well, you know. So that definitely was a serious time, you know, from thinking that my hair was bad and nappy per se, because nappy is not a bad word, but the way they were using it, I felt as though it was. And so, you know, with getting my hair straightened like that, I just thought it was so amazing. And you know, when your hair is textured, it's so tight and short, they call it shrinkage. But when you get your relaxer, your hair just like elongates.
You get some inches overnight.
Yes. And I'm like in the mirror all day, like, woo, I love my hair, you know. So, you know, it's crazy how life is, but I am grateful for insight and knowing that that's not the way that it should be. And I mean, relaxers are okay if you choose to be the type of person that gets relaxers and you just love it, that's fine too. But we should be doing it by choice and not because we feel like we need it, you know?
Right. This probably was just answered, but my next question, Key, was actually about the name of your shop, the name of your brand, which is Deeper Than Hair.
Right. So there are two meanings behind Deeper Than Hair. The first meaning, of course, is just like hair makes you feel amazing. You can just be having a really crazy day or a rough day or feel like you look bad. But if you get your hair done, it helps a lot. So
definitely,
it's a deeper feeling than just like, oh, my hair is done. It's like you just feel so much better about yourself. The second meaning to it is the fact that I'm on a personal trip with myself, just chasing these dreams. And it's deeper than just doing hair for me. It's about making a difference. It's about making people feel amazing and strong and empowered. And it's about teaching and making sure that everybody knows how to take care of their hair and themselves. And it's about, you know, just making sure that I get all the fulfillment out of life that I want to, starting with hair as the bridge to get me to everything else. So yeah, that's what
I'm inspired. That was so beautiful.
Inspired.
You're already inspiring me and you haven't even touched my hair.
Yes. Right.
And let me tell you, I need my roots done.
Right. So it's deeper than just doing hair. It's all about like just using it as a platform to just make everything else better.
Yes. I think that's so beautiful. And I totally relate to that. I mean, I have my gray roots are rocking right now and I want them done. Like it just, every time I look in the mirror, I want to walk out of the salon feeling myself. So we'll see what happens. I might be driving to West Philadelphia soon.
Right. Are you able to go to the salon at all?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I have an appointment in 2 days.
Oh, make sure you take care of yourself. My salon opens on the 8th. It opens back up. And I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, I'm so scared. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not necessarily going to be doing hair because I'm going to be more so doing YouTube stuff.
Right.
I'm going to be filming hair, but not taking a bunch of clients because I really don't want the traffic.
Right. Yes.
But my girls are going to be getting it going. And, you know, I'm so proud of them for standing 10 toes down during this whole thing and just remaining positive during this whole situation, but I am grateful for us to be back open. And I also know clients like you and everyone else are grateful to be able to go back too, because hair is a big part of feeling good, you know, and although we should be in a place where I feel like I've learned so much about myself during the quarantine about what matters and what doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And, you know, my hair only looks like this right now because I was filming a video. I'm actually editing it right now. So you'll have a new video to watch.
Can't wait.
And it's really, really fun. And, but you know, I feel like, you know, I've learned what matters and what doesn't. So hopefully, as clients and as stylists, we have all learned the bigger picture and just seen more of beauty and just life, period. But, you know, I know everybody can't wait. You know, it doesn't take away the fact that we all like to feel better about ourselves. Yes. You know, you look in the mirror and you want to love what you see, and it goes deeper than hair, but
it sure
you
want to
love what you see, and you want to, and getting your hair done is a form of self-care, you know? So we all deserve to feel at our best.
Yep. I hear that. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, we talked already a little bit about traditional relaxers, your thoughts on that, but you sort of are known for your alternatives to relaxers, to the traditional relaxing process. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So when or how did that become your expertise?
So,
and maybe why? You sort of touched on it already.
Right. So when I was the first salon I ever worked in, I noticed that the way that they did hair was they only did relaxers every summer. So most of the clients would get their hair relaxed every, like, maybe June, because, you know, that's the time of the year where it starts to get hot and you sweat your hair out faster. So most of the clients were literally getting their relaxers in June. And, you know, relaxers take a while to grow out. So by time it starts getting cold and your relaxer has grown out, it's okay because your hair is still lasting and you're not sweating your hair out as much. So our technique with the way we blow dried and everything, it would keep the roots pretty straight until you get your hair washed, and then your roots would be kind of like that, your roots would revert, but your ends would still be straight from the relaxer. So I started like doing more clients and seeing their curl patterns, and you know, you see their curl patterns, maybe like 4 inches of their hair is curl pattern and the other 4 to 10 inches is straight. So I just start falling in love with everyone's curl pattern, and I'm looking at how straight the curl pattern is getting without relaxers. So I started convincing my clients, like, listen, you don't really need the relaxer. Like, we're getting your hair straight without it all up until the summer. So what's really the point of getting it in the summer, even though I know it's part to do with, you know, making sure that it doesn't sweat out. But I'm like, your hair is pretty much heat trained. And it's like weird because their hair would still curl up when it got washed, but it would sustain the straightness until it got washed. So that was my idea. And next thing you know, everybody's relaxer was pretty much out. So I'm like, I'm telling all my clients this, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I would tell all my clients, like, listen, nobody needs a relaxer. We can do this without it. And that's how it all got started. And next thing you know, I haven't purchased a relaxer for the salon or any of the salons I've ever worked at in over 15 years.
Wow. So people can achieve the same results.
Absolutely.
But now, with an alternative process.
Right. So the difference between, so with relaxers, if you have a relaxer in your hair, more than likely the heat or humidity or working out, any of that will not agitate your hair. It might make your curls go limp, like if your hair is curled or if you have it feathered or a wrap, it might be limp, but it won't revert, you know? Mm-hmm. But with us, with natural hair, if you have your hair pressed, working out is not necessarily your friend. Yeah. The rain is not your friend. Humidity is not your friend. The summertime isn't your friend. But honestly, it's all about protective styles and just doing things in the summer or humidity, or when you, if you know that you're on a heavy workout situation like I am right now. And I know that protective styles are for me right now because it's just better. It's just better so that my hair can just last. And I still want to feel cute. You know, you losing weight and getting all in shape, you want your hair to be cute somehow. So
cute from head to toe, you know?
Right. So, you know, you just got to come up with ways to get through that without having to worry about your hair sweating out. So, yeah, relaxer. I'm not into relaxers anymore. And I'm grateful for that. But like I said, I don't judge people who are, because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody should be allowed to make their own decisions. You know,
right.
Like I get a lot of people on YouTube, especially people with natural hair, some people with natural, some people with relaxers, but they're always like, well, I feel like you only push this type of hair. You only push this agenda. And it's like, it's not about that. It's about options. You know, it's like, sometimes I want my hair straight and sometimes I want my curls. Sometimes I want a unit. Sometimes I want braids, ponytails. Like, we are human beings. And if we live with our hair the same every day, that's no fun. Not to me anyway. So I want to have a good time with my hair. And if I want it straight, sometimes I shouldn't be judged because I'm not wearing my natural texture. And if I want to wear it natural, I shouldn't be judged for my hair looking quote unquote unruly or unprofessional. Like, I can't believe the Crown Act has only been passed in 4 states, you know? And you know, the Crown Act is basically a law against people being discriminated against in the workplace for not having their hair straight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that makes no sense at all. Like, come on. Like, what does my hair have to do with my work ethic? If I want to wear my big afro to work and sit in my cubicle, what is it to you? You know? So it's all about options and people.
I exclusively hire people with afros.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, the opposite of that. I'm just kidding. That's actually, I'm going to be honest. I did not even know about that. That is wild. I will do lots of research on that because that's unacceptable.
Yes,
my best friend has curly hair, and the story she's told me of the comments she gets and the looks.
It's not fair. It's not fair. We didn't choose to be born with this hair. This is just who we are. And how can you, as a boss or a leader, decide that my natural hair isn't right for your workplace? It's like, I'm here, I'm doing my job. I had enough credentials to get hired here, but I can't work here with my hair in its natural state. That's really tough. So, you know, I was saying, I'm trying to figure out how I can make a move in Pennsylvania to get it, you know, started over there, because it's not cool.
I will work on that with you.
Yes, let's do it.
My fiance is really political, and a lot of voting rights initiatives and voter suppression, you know, work. So I'm on this. Don't you worry, Key. I'm on it.
Let's do it.
That's fascinating, and we're gonna change the world.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. So could you explain... what, because I know your alternative is a silk press, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched all your videos, so I know, but if somebody listening doesn't know, could you explain sort of the process of that? And then how often would a person get their silk press in order to like maintain the look?
Okay, so some people whose hair is heat trained and that's what they want out of their hair, they get their hair done like every 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they come in and they will get their hair done. Use a good moisturizing conditioner, or you can use a good shampoo, moisturizing shampoo and conditioner, or a detox shampoo and conditioner, because some people have build up or dry scalp, so they'll need a detox. But they'll get their hair silk pressed every 2 to 3 weeks. And you got to make sure that the blow dry process is right. Everything, every part of the process truly matters. Mm-hmm. And then you take a flat iron anywhere over 400 degrees. You should not go past 450. Well, 440. Well, 450, because at 451, that is the temperature that paper burns. So it'll also burn your hair. So you have to make sure that it's not that high. Most people don't need 450. Most people can do 400, 410. Some people might even argue that with me because they want to do 3 something. But the truth is, everybody's hair doesn't get straight with only a 300-something degree temperature. But you take the hair section by section and you just press it, you silk it out, and you know, you can either wrap it with saran wrap to make it even more silkier, put them under the dryer on cool air, or not. So it's just about, you know, breaking down the bonds of the hair to make it straight. Now, everybody doesn't like it that way, including myself. I don't want to heat train my hair. I want to have the option to wear my hair either way. So I only press my hair out every like 6 to 8 months, or when I know it's time for a trim. But at the same time, I can blow dry my hair straight enough to get a trim like in that state. I don't have to press it for that.
Right.
So for the most part, I am doing I'm straightening my hair every 6 to 8 months just to look at it and see what it's looking like. And like, I'm like, you know what? I want my hair straight, you know? So for the most part, I'm wearing protective styles, or I'm wearing my hair curly. And my curly journey is something I just really started like a year ago. Cause I'm like, I never thought my hair could do what I see curly girls' hair doing. And one day I was like, I talked to my stylist, one of my stylists at my salon, Ashley, very talented girl. And she was getting more into natural hair too. And I'm like, Ashley, you think my hair would do that? And she was like, yeah, let's try. You know, she was so excited to try it. And we tried it and at first, I was looking at it like, yeah, no, this isn't for me. And like by day 3, I'm like, I never want my hair any other way. Like, I just felt so free and invigorated. Like, I was just so into it. So I love my curls. And I had got my hair braided in February. And I mean, I was sitting in a chair like, I don't want to get rid of my curls, you know?
Right.
But I also like taking a break and letting my hair get stronger. Because I feel like the more breaks I take, the stronger my curls are and the more coilier they'll get. So I'm in love. I'm in love with that. I'm in love
with that.
That's
awesome.
So, yeah, so you have to make a decision how often you're going to get silk pressed, simply because you don't want to end up messing up your curl pattern if
right.
you're the type of person that loves to wear your hair natural, especially if you like wearing it natural more than you like silk pressing it.
Right. So everybody's different depending on their needs.
That's right.
We love. I want to talk to you about the Sheer Genius Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. You know, she is an entrepreneur. She has her own line. And I know that all of the things you're talking about, the reason you got your hair the way you liked it is probably because of your awesome products.
Yes.
Yes. You put in the time. So what made you want to start your own line?
Okay. So there was a product on the shelf at like all the drugstores, right? And I used to use it all the time. And I loved it so much that I start calling like, hey, you know, do you guys sell this in gallons? Because
yeah.
I loved it so much, I needed to be able to use it on my clients. It just had the perfect slip, the perfect smell, the perfect formula. Like, it worked so well on me. And a lot of my clients who had children, they would say, like, I need to wash my child's hair at home. What can I do? What can I use? And I would always recommend that. And they would call me like, yo, this stuff is amazing. Like, wow. Like, they love it so much. And I was so mad that they didn't have it in gallons. And it cost too much for me to just keep buying 8-ounce tubes.
Right. You were probably clearing out the Walgreens every week.
Yes. So I'm like, okay.
They were like, here she comes again, everybody.
Right. So I decided to like take the things about that shampoo and conditioner that I loved and talk to somebody and see if I could recreate it in my own way, add my own smell, add things that I really love about it, take things away that I might not have loved as much, and created my own formula so that I could rock out myself and have it. Because it's like, even when I did hair, a lot of people in the comments will always be like, what products do you use? What products do you use? People ask me that all the time.
Yeah.
And my friend at the time, well, she's still my friend, Shantae, she reached out to me and she's like, listen, do you see these people always asking about your products and all of that? Like, you need to make sure that you capitalize and get into a different field and make sure that you make money when you sleep and be able to help the people out all at once.
Make money like, when you sleep. Yeah, oh, that is so good.
So, you know, I leaned in like, tell me more. And so she, you know, she lined me up and showed me what to do and how to do it. And next thing you know, Sheer Genius Collection was born. I thank Shantae for that day all the time. She probably like, if this girl don't leave me alone, I always thank her, because it changed my life.
I think it's fair to say, Shantae, you stay. You set me up. I had to do it. I had to say it. You set me up.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you maybe walk us through some of your products in the line? What's your favorite one? Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, my favorite has to be the Satin Shield. It is the heat protectant and the frizz buster. And I mean, we cannot keep it on the shelf. It's not even in stock right now. I just bought so many serums. My brand manager called me like, did you know the serum is sold out again? Like, she's like, I don't understand. No matter how many we get, they go so fast. And it's like, you know, I know people are used to, like, people are just like, oh my God, the serum sold out again. And I think that's part of the reason why it sells so fast, because if it's sold out, it makes the interest higher.
Yes.
And everybody's just so into it. And I'm like, I mean, it sells so fast. I'm like, are these returning customers? I mean, it's 250 applications in each bottle. So there's no way. I'm like, these have to be new people, because I feel like if you have the serum, you don't need another one for a really long time.
You been walking around seeing everybody's hair looking really good? And you're like, oh, that's why it sold out. Everybody's getting it.
I truly don't understand how it sells so fast, but I am so grateful to God that it does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's the hero of the line.
Yeah. I would have to say the Satin Shield Serum is definitely bae. Definitely.
Yes, we love. And you mentioned the shampoo and conditioner. There is a resurrection mask. And, yes. And is that for hair that maybe needs a little bit of love?
Yeah, it needs it. So the resurrection mask is the mask that brings your hair back to life. It's full of keratin and protein. So basically, hair that's dull, flat, needs a little bit of life and love. Yes, that's why I named it that, because, you know, resurrection, the resurrection. So it's right. Like bringing it back to life. So yeah, that's a good deep conditioner for anybody's hair who is lacking.
Yes. And then this comes up on Nashbute every time I have a Black guest, the laid edge control.
Yes.
I know that this is an issue. I've had friends who they're actresses and the person doing their hair just doesn't understand edges. And I'm not going to act like I understand, but just because I feel like you do understand. So yes. Tell us a little bit about that product.
So our laid edge control is different than most edge controls. Most edge controls on the market has an oil base. You know, they have an oil base or a water base. Us, we have a wax base, and that is so that the hair won't revert back. So a lot of times when I use other edge controls, like within like an hour or two, it's literally wavy again or curly again. And that's not really what I want out of it. I want it to lay. So we've done ours with a wax base so that it lasts much longer.
Very cool. And where would we find this these magical products, Key?
On deeperthanhair.com.
There you go.
Deeperthanhair.com. Yep. everything is there, girl.
Get ready for it to sell out again.
Oh, no.
I'm get ready.
Say, oh, no. Oh, no. Sounds so such like a contradiction. Like, who yells, oh, no, for their stuff not to sell out? But
well, it's because you want everyone to have it. So you're saying, oh, no, like we're out again.
Available, but it goes so fast every time. But that's a good problem. My mom used to call that champagne problems.
That's right. Pour me a glass, honey.
That's right.
Okay, Key, I've noticed in your YouTube videos that you do have a few heat tools that you like. And I know you've probably used everything on the market. Everybody wants to be a professional like you. Could you maybe drop the hot comb that you like?
Okay.
The hair dryer and the styling irons that I see you use, just in terms of like the, I know you say them in your videos, but everyone's trying to have good hair.
Yes. Yes. So we, my favorite iron, honestly is the traditional Kazori, hot comb. But if you don't use stoves anymore, I would say to use, Diane or hot, golden hot electric, hot comb, because it's more convenient. Like, who wants to, especially for a stylist like me, a traveling stylist, it's like you don't want to be lugging your stove around. And a lot of times when you're done with the stove, it's like it's still hot. You don't want to pack it up. So you got to carry it and roll your stuff. So I feel as though the electric hot comb is really dope. I have it on my Amazon store too, by Golden Hot. That's a really good one. My favorite blow dryer, I've tried every single blow dryer in the entire world, and the best blow dryer is the Ceramic Red 2000 by Kiss. It is so good. It is not heavy. Like, there are some dryers that are just as hot and get the hair just as straight or in a great state, like this dryer, but they're super heavy, you know, like right. This dryer is just perfect. And my only issue is that it's red. I wish it was purple or black, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But who cares about color when it works? That's how you know it works. Cause I'm just running around here gallivanting with this bright red blow dryer, looking like a little fire engine, you know? So that's how you know it works. Cause I like to be visually stimulated. You know, when I see stuff, I want to be like,
right,
yo, that looks like a cool dryer. Let's try it. And then you try it and it's like, what? You know, it's not even a good dryer. So the fact that I'm running around here with this red blow dryer should let you know that it works. It's amazing. It's on my Amazon store too. I always make sure that I plug it on all my YouTube videos where I can, because it's like, it makes your job so much easier, especially if you have children too. It makes your job super easy to just use a dryer like that to help you stretch the hair.
I hope they put out a purple one just for you.
Yes,
I'm manifesting that. I'm manifesting that. Or better yet, you put out your own purple hair dryer because,
listen,
yes,
I would,
make that money.
I would have released a dryer if I found a great one yet, but I haven't. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to Kiss and be like, hey, let's do a collab. That could be really cool for us, you know?
You know what? I'm next on your list of people to thank, you know, if this works out.
Yes, God.
Just kidding. I don't need a thank you. I'm happy to help, and I will be buying my purple one as soon as it's out.
Jackie, you're hilarious. You should do a podcast.
I'll get right to that. Okay, Key, I watched a lot of your videos. You talked about how to maintain your hairstyle and how to properly sleep to protect your hair. And I know a lot of people probably know this already, but you were saying some things I didn't know much about, so maybe other people don't either. How do we sleep properly to protect our hairstyles?
So depending on the style, you want to wrap it with a silk or satin scarf. Mm-hmm. That way you can keep your hairstyle in place. If you have a ponytail, you want to wrap it so that your edges stay laid at night. If you have big curly hair, you either might want to do a bonnet or you might want to do a pineapple, where that is pulling all your curls to the top and wrapping your scarf around the sides and letting your curls sit at the top, and then you shake it out every day. If you have a wrap, you want to wrap your hair around your head, like treat it as a big roller, and then wrap your hair with a silk or satin scarf. Or if you're not into wrapping your hair at all, you should have a satin pillowcase. And that way, silk and satin locks moisture in, whereas cotton pulls it away. So if you're wearing bandanas or do-rags or anything like that, the cotton is even cotton pillowcases, they're sucking your hair dry, and you don't want that. You want something that is going to be able to allow the moisture, the natural moisture from your hair, to deposit onto your hair. A lot of people get their hair done like, my hair is so oily already. And it's like, listen, if your hair wasn't getting oily, that means that it's not in a good place. You know, you'd rather your hair be getting oily than getting dry. So embrace your hair getting oily, grab some dry shampoo and chalk it up, girl. You know what I'm saying? Chalk it up.
Isn't it wild that every hotel, everywhere we go, has cotton pillowcases? Does everyone hate us? Does everyone want our hair to look bad? Why is this the standard? Why can't we flip it?
Knowledge. I think it's, you know, satin pillowcases are even good for your skin. So I just think it's lack of knowledge. You know, like, satin pillowcases should be the norm. It should just be as normal.
It should
as
be the standard.
Pillowcases are. You know, so I am in a position where I want to make sure that everybody knows that over time. So that's why I just do what I do and make sure that I try to educate as much as possible.
You know what? When I open my hotel, the Jackie J Hotel, all my rooms are going to come with satin pillowcases.
Period. That's right.
And you know what else? My continental breakfast isn't going to have melon, because I think, why do they put so much melon out? We don't want melon. We want blueberries. We want raspberries. Yes. We want strawberries. Enough with the filler melons. We don't want it.
You are my spirit animal. I just talked to one of my best friends about how I hate honeydew and cantaloupe. Like, I don't
get
want
a bunch
of that. Like, what is
get it out.
It's so corny.
Get it out. Melon, you are corny. You so are corny.
So corny.
No, my breakfast buffet will have no melon. It will be all killer, no filler. It's going to be the blueberries, the raspberries, the strawberries, a little kiwi perhaps.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yes, God. But
so everybody come stay. And guess what hair dryer is going to be in the bathroom?
The ceramic red 2000.
That's right. The ceramic purple 2000.
When I label people my cousin, it's real.
I am honored, and I look forward to my 23andMe email.
Yes,
I can't
God.
Wait.
Yes, God.
Okay. How do we keep our hair healthy during styling? How do we avoid heat damage while drying? I'm assuming we're going to use the Sheer Genius collection, right?
So how to avoid heat damage is to just make sure that you know exactly what temperature your hair needs to be pressed on, and two, don't overdo it. Like, when I was growing up, I would wake up and do my hair every morning. Before school, I was pressing my hair, you know, and it's like, that is a lot of damage. You know, you'll notice that your hair will start breaking up, breaking off in that spot. You will notice that your hair is drying out and it just doesn't look good. So you don't want to use excessive heat. You literally, if you can, I would say every 2 to 3 weeks, if you have to. If you're the kind of person that presses your hair, every 2 to 3 weeks is enough. If you're the type of person who doesn't press your hair, just go to a professional and get your hair pressed out. It's better. Make sure you do your research on that professional. Don't just go to any place and say, hey, you know, you think you could give me a silk press, because you don't know if that person is qualified to do that for you. So you should do your research on people who are able to press your hair without giving you heat damage. And what was the first question to that?
Good question. How to keep your hair healthy during styling. I guess same question, sort of.
Yes, and just make sure that you are using really great products. Do your research on the products, because everybody's hair is different. You know, everybody can't just buy stuff from, like, you know, when you see a product that's like, this is good for all hair types, it's like, that's not really necessarily the truth. Now, can all hair types use it? You know, some of my products, I'm like, yes, all hair types can use it, because all people are able to use conditioners and all of that, but we all need certain things that work especially for us individually, you know?
Yes.
So that's how that goes. Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Key, if you're trapped on a desert island, you could only bring three hair items, and that includes the styling tools.
Okay.
What would you bring? And also, what would be your preferred desert hairstyle? Obviously, you're going to change it up, you know. You're going to find flowers. You're going to put them in. I know you. I know you're going to get creative. But let's just say, like, your default desert hair hairstyle and the three things you would bring with you.
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to have a spray bottle of water.
Okay.
I'm going to have gel. Mm-hmm. And I am going to have... Oh man, I really need my ponytail holder, but I really also need a silk or satin scarf, and I also need oil. This is tough. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm not going to bring a scarf because it's going to be super hot. So I'm gonna bring a ponytail holder, a spray bottle, and some gel. I probably need some oil, but the water will help.
But you know what you could do? You could find a coconut. You could find a coconut, break it open, get coconut oil. Isn't there coconut oil?
Deserts? I thought there are coconuts in deserts.
You got me. I don't know. I know many things that I can't tell you.
And stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get lucky and find a coconut tree. Desert
looking for a coconut like a crazy person. I'm like, Jackie said there would be coconuts. And there are no coconuts.
But you know what? There definitely would not be melon. No melon involved.
Melons at all.
No honeydews allowed.
Period. I wouldn't eat a honeydew if it was the last thing on earth.
I literally avoid it like the plague.
Ooh, Lord.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. Okay, I wanted to ask you that since you just brought it up. You did mention something about hair bands. A lot of people use the wrong hair band that actually hurts your hair. Yeah. We're using the wrong product. So what hair bands do you like?
So I like Goodies. I just love Goodies ponytail holders. They have no metal clasp. Mm-hmm. And they are just nice and stretchy. You can get it around four times. You know, usually you get to the third one and you're like, oh, I'm trying to get their ponytail holder. They have good give, and there's no metal clasp. And, you know, I am such a big advocate for the proper ponytail holders because literally if you use a rubber band on your hair, you will lose your hair within a week, you know? Yeah. And rubber bands are the enemy. Like, think about it. There's just so much traction on your hair with that rubber against it, like in a tight state. So you don't want to use those, you know? So I would just say Goody. They're my favorite ponytail holders. I can't even lie. And they're available at all the drugstores and Walmarts and Targets. Everybody has them.
And specifically the ones without the metal, because I think I saw in one of your videos, the metal can damage your hair too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep every damn hair I have, honestly. So,
okay. Especially now I'm getting older. I'm like, I can't sacrifice no strands.
No, I need every strand available to me to stay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not playing. I need my strands.
Okay. I want to real quick ask you about making your YouTube channel Deeper Than Hair TV. Like I said, I learned so much, and you truly, I know you know this, you have a gift of just explaining and showing things. I read so many comments where people were like, you're my hair mentor. This page has changed my life. Like, yes. Truly, you're doing the Lord's work. and it's just so well done. I know you were just saying, I'm actually in awe to hear that you just said you edit your own videos. So is this a one-woman operation over here, or do you have a team?
It's a one-woman operation.
Wow. No, I'm even more impressed.
Oh, my God. Let me just tell you, I'm not going to lie. I wish there were a team. I wish.
Yeah.
And I've been working on it. I keep saying, I feel like I have control issues, I think. Like, I always say that I want to get an editor, but mm-hmm. I'm probably going to send it back 40 times. Like, all right, wait. No. Can you take that part out? I looked a little heavy here. Can you take that part out? My hair wasn't right. Oh, wait, it was dandruff in that scene. Can you take it out? I feel like I'm going to be freaking out. And so it's like, I just rather do it myself. The only issue is when I am in my zone, like My plan for 2020 was to do 4 videos a month, 1 a week. Mm-hmm. And then when the quarantine hit, I was like, it's okay. I can still make money and do my YouTube. But then I soon realized, like, probably don't want to touch anybody either, you know? So, but before, when I was doing 4 videos, I did 4 videos a month in, I think, January, February, and March. And it was getting mm-hmm. a little overwhelming with editing myself.
Right.
And so, you know, I was like, I'm gonna get an editor. I even priced some. But now I'm back to just editing my own videos, because I'm gonna try to stop complaining about editing and look at it more on a therapeutic level, and just try to receive the gift that I've been given. I love editing, and it just can be overwhelming sometimes, as anything that you love, if yes. you do it too much, you know?
Well, editing is also a very labor intensive process, yes. and it's also very important. It can make or break a absolutely, video for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you taught yourself how to do it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Even like the camera angles and the voiceover, it's just like really well done. And you just figured out that all yourself.
Yes. Thank you. And it's like, you know what else I realized? You know, people always, editing is the one thing that intimidates so many people. If I'm telling people, start your YouTube. It's like everybody always gets to the editing part and they're like, yeah, I don't know about editing though. And I don't right. know about, and I'm like, listen, go look at my first video. Well, not my first video, because I had somebody record my first 3 videos, but then I decided to just go ahead and do it myself. So if you look at my first video I did myself versus the one I'm going to post today, you will literally see the growth, like so yeah. much growth. I've learned so much about filming and editing, camera angles, lenses, like voiceovers, microphones. I've learned so much since I started. So it's like, just get in the game. You will grow. You have no choice but to grow as long as you stay consistent. So that's what I tell everybody, because editing has, you know, I feel like I've ended up doing it really well. I want to get a new camera, but I need to learn what is a good camera for me, because I'm ready to grow some more, you know? So that's what I will say about that.
I have a feeling that sentence, get in the game, you will grow, will inspire a lot of listeners to do yes. a lot of things they probably were thinking of doing, but were too scared. Yes. And I agree. If you listen to the first episode of Nash Butte, oof, you know what I mean? Honey, talk about growth.
Yes. Yeah,
we have all been growing. We get in the game
no
and we grow.
To grow. You have no
yes.
choice.
That's beautiful. Will you please tell me about your book?
I love my book, All Hair is Good Hair. It is about a 10-year-old girl. I use my niece as inspiration. She has a very tight curl pattern. She has 4C, and it doesn't even, when the shrinkage is in it, it's not even past her shoulders. And I noticed that most books about curly hair and natural hair, it's big, big curls. They're long curls. You know, they're Black children. But they make the hair, I don't want to say unrealistic, because of course there are children who have hair like that. But I needed to make a book for the 4C children and the 4C yes. women and the 4C boys. You know, just where you understand that this is beautiful regardless. You don't have to have big, big curls, big, big coils, long hair. You don't have to have any of that. You know, your hair is beautiful no matter what. So I made sure to make it so that my main character had short coily hair, and you know, and I feel like it just came out so perfectly, and I have so many people telling me how much they love the book. So yeah, it's about a 10-year-old girl who's struggling with her hair. Her friends are teasing her at school, and you know, she's crying to her mom about it, and her mom ends up not only telling her that all hair is good hair, but showing her. She does something very drastic to show her that she's on the journey with her, and that she, you know, should appreciate her hair, you know?
Right. Because, don't spoil the book for us, Kate.
No, I won't. I won't.
Okay.
I won't. But get it and read it. You'll enjoy it. It's a really cute, quick read for kids. And honestly, I feel like it's for adults as well.
Yeah. And, you know, kids love books. And mm-hmm. what a great gift. I bet they don't have this book yet. You know, hop on Pop. Who are you? Hop on Pop. Take a seat.
Right. Right.
Green Eggs and Ham. Move over on the shelf, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Excellent. And is that in your Amazon store as well?
It is in my Amazon store. And it's also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and AuthorHouse.com.
There you go. We love. Do you have a favorite way of wearing your hair? I mean, is there even a way to have a favorite? Because I know you rock all kinds of looks, but if you had to pick, do you have a favorite?
My favorite hairstyle is a ponytail. Mm-hmm. I know it's like, who even just says that? But ponytails are my favorite because you can wear them on a red carpet all the way to the supermarket.
And that's so, right.
Ponytails are just perfect. And, you know, it's just a simple style. It exposes how beautiful our faces are. And it's just the cutest thing, you know? Like, I remember back in the day, ponytail just kind of constituted your hair not being done, you know? And now it's like, throw it in the cute pony. It's the easiest thing ever.
And I just...
There are so many variations.
Oh, yeah. I just saw you do a video where you did, what did you call it? An ankle braid?
Ankle braid, yes.
What a look.
Yes.
It was beautiful. And that was a ponytail variation, and it was very glamorous.
Absolutely. And that one, I was like, this ponytail is business in the front and party in the back.
Cause you know, right.
You see her from the front, you're like, oh, her hair is swept away really nice. And you turn around, I was like, well, hello. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I love that. I hope that's like super trendy this summer, ankle braids. Cause it's like, you gotta be pretty bold to wear that. But it's dope if you ask me.
And be careful when you get in the car that you don't accidentally slam the car.
It's literally like your tail.
Yeah, it's like Rapunzel.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I've noticed that you do love a look. So I was wondering if you had any favorite makeup or skincare products that you like, or maybe like a favorite lipstick or an eye palette or anything like that that you just have been using and really enjoying.
So skincare, I've been using turmeric and carrot mask. I love natural skincare. I've just gotten more into natural skincare within this last year. Now I am plant-based. I eat plant-based only. So it's like, I felt like if I'm going to nourish myself on the inside, my exterior should also be natural as well. So I'm starting to use, like, you know, yogurt mask and turmeric and carrot and all of that, shea moisture and, well, shea butters and stuff like that. I use witch hazel. I know that's like kind of a chemical, but you know, witch hazel is a really great toner for me. I love NYX lips. Mm-hmm. I love all of their lips. I definitely love Ruby Woo by MAC when I'm feeling really bold and want to wear some red. I don't do eyes much, but I love a great liner. I love liner in a pot. I feel like I get a bolder under eye line and a bolder like wing, and an angle brush. It helps me wing my eye really well and accurately. And lashes. I mean, we all want to pop a lash on. I'm finally going to get my, I usually do my own lashes individually, but my friend Rachel, she has a lash spot and I'm going on Friday. I don't care. And she my friend, so I feel safe. But I'm going to get my lashes done because it's just like you wake up every morning like, good morning. You know, you feel really
there is
good.
Nothing better than an eyelash extension. I used to do eyelash extensions. It was called Jackie O Lashes. Yeah, it was my company in LA. Yeah.
That's so cute.
You didn't know you were talking to a lash expert.
No, I didn't. As I brought up lashes, so you understand.
They're incredible. They change your life, truly.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So I'm excited to go get my lashes done.
And I also just want to tell you that I am a 10-year vegan.
Yes, me. Okay, yes. I'm a 10-year pescatarian. So
that's awesome.
I love that you're a vegan. I've tried to go vegan so many times, but I've always made it to like the 4-month mark, and by month 4 I'm eating french fries every day, and I'm like, this is not, you know,
it's hard.
Remember, I'm a vegan that's also trying to lose weight, so
right.
I start getting real too far into potatoes, you know? And so
I eat way too many, if I'm being honest. I was just eating salt and vinegar chips before we started, because ever since quarantine, that's all I eat. I can't stop it. I'm like, my body wants salt and vinegar chips.
Yes. Yes. So I decided vegan wasn't really my way, but now I'm plant-based and it's honestly easier than vegan for me. And not only am I plant-based, but I'm plant-based keto. So that helps me watch what I'm eating so I won't gain, so I will lose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know that Lizzo is vegan?
What? I love that.
I just found that out and I was like, wow, we won another person. We won the coolest person that could possibly be in our club, you know?
That's amazing.
She makes vegan cooking videos on TikTok and she is a very talented cook.
Oh, thank you for telling me, because I'm going to go follow her because I love learning vegan recipes and plant-based recipes because it helped me stay creative. Like, especially during the quarantine, it's helped me be more creative too, because that's another thing. Trying to be vegan and on the run is kind of like, you have to prepare, because if not, you'll end up eating French fries every day because everybody has fries. But you know, now that I've been in the house, I've been able to get on a wave and I don't want to break that. So what I'll do is I'll do meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's time to go back outside, it's going to be all about meal prepping.
Do you follow Tabitha Brown?
Yes. Oh, I love Tab.
I literally cook something she's taught me once a day.
Me too. I make carrot bacon. Like, I tried the carrot bacon. It was so good.
I have been too afraid to try that, but I'm going to try it just for you.
She's amazing. She's exactly what we needed.
She's going to be, when I found her, she had 1 million followers and now she has 2 million. And I'm like, she's literally going to become the most famous person. I hope she becomes like,
I followed her,
Jimmy Fallon. Like, I want her to rule the empire of the entertainment business. I'm obsessed with her.
She only had when I start following her. So just to see her grow like this in this short time is like, she has such an anointing, I feel like. So I love Tabitha. She makes you feel really good inside, you know?
She's the best.
Right.
But you know who else is the best? My new friend, Key.
Yes, Cousin Jackie, you already know.
This has been so fun. I hate that we have to leave, but I can't keep you all day. You're a very busy woman. Yes. Would you please tell us where your salon is? I know you typically go on tour educating people on your techniques and classes and whatnot. That might be on hold for now, but maybe tell us where we can find that schedule, where we can get your products, your social media, everything.
So my social media is So Sheer Genius, SOSHEAR, like scissors, genius.
Very cute.
Yes. And then, you know, as far as my schedule for pop-ups and education, you can go to deeperthanhair.com under the education tab and it'll tell you what's coming up next. I also announced it on my Instagram, but of course, due to Corona, it's been slowed. So that's where you can find that. And then all products and everything is at deeperthanhair.com.
This has been, I'm going to call it now, top 5 Epinatribute. I've had the best time with you and getting to know you. And I truly feel you are doing empowering, important work through your art. And so I'm thankful for you for that. And all the people whose lives you touch and change. And I'm so excited that the Nashbute audience is getting to hear about this now. Yes. And we'll learn about this from you. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cousin Jackie. And listen, let's get on that Crown Act.
I'm literally going to go tell Ben right now.
Yes.
And we're going to get on it because there's all kinds of stuff. He's working with all these voter initiatives and we're planning this whole thing around the election to help people vote. And I'm like, this can be an extension.
Yes,
so I'm get ready for a call.
Yes, please. Please do. I'm here for it.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Key.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Everybody listening, I think Key will agree. You deserve to be happy.
That's right.
I'm talking to you. Your hair is beautiful.
Yes.
And don't forget to cream up your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.